There are two important developments during the sensory-motor period. Around 8 months of age, children become capable of coordinating these schemes. If a toy is hidden underneath a blanket, the child will pick up the blanket to get the toy. There's more goal-directed action. The child can almost plan to do something. During this period, the child makes the A, not B, error, explained in the next section. Consider the 12 to 18-month tertiary circular reactions. They're tertiary because the child is now like a little scientist. She's trying new things. At 12 months to 2 years of age, children are more dangerous than they'll be any other time in their life because they now wonder what will happen if. What will happen if I stick these pair of scissors into the outlet? Children wonder but have no understanding of the repercussions of their actions. They are little experimenters. They'll try anything once. It's critical that parents and caregivers baby-proof their house, putting plastic covers over the outlets and locking cleaners and chemicals out of reach. Sometime between 18 and 24 months, there's a transitional period when the child becomes capable of mental representation. The child no longer needs an apple in front of him or her to recognize an apple. But sometime approaching the second year of life, the child becomes capable of picturing an apple mentally. This is a big transition. This is the time when language explodes because the child is able to use words to represent real objects.